Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Ken Lozada is here. Ken is Chief Imaginative Officer for Emerson Consulting Group, and he's the author of The Speaker's Edge, which I'm looking at right here in front of me, and actually a couple of those that he's written, The Ultimate Guide to Learning, to locating and landing lots of speaking gigs, and become the go-to authority people turn to every time. That's two different books on this of Speaker's Edge. And he's our good friend, Ken Lozada. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I've written more than two books because I'm trying. Every day I work hard to keep up with you.
Well, I only have the one in front of me, so you gotta get some more over here so I can have them in front of me. That's how I keep up with it. So, congratulations and on the book, the Speaker's Edge.
Thank you, Ken.
Let's talk about the regardless of your motivation. There's a couple of ways people are motivated to speak. One is the talking heads. People, you and I both know, and we both are people who are paid to speak, and there are people out there who that's all they do. That's the only way they make a living, is if somebody invites them to speak and pay them for it. But then there, on the other side, are business owners who have long been encouraging to become a speaker, whether they ever get paid or not, to promote their brand, to become a thought leader in their industry, in their market. So talk to us first, though, regardless of how you're compensated or what the business model is, talk to us first about how to get more gigs.
Well, there are a number of categories in terms of trying to get more gigs broadly, and one is the informal and the other is the formal, and the third is to become positioned as a thought leader. But the informal, you can imagine, let's say I'm part of a Rotary Club, and naturally Rotary Clubs have speakers every week.
Yep.
You can volunteer yourself. And if you're in a Rotary, you can volunteer yourself at another Rotary Club. Or people get to know you, and just using the Rotary as an example, Rotary or Chamber, people get to know you and know your expertise, and then maybe they then ask you to go and speak. And in fact, my current business that started 20 years ago happened because I was part of a professional association of management consultants, and they got to know that I had expertise in publishing.
Hey Ken, I don't know if you're moving around or not, but you're breaking up a little bit. So,
okay. I'll try to be steady. I'm on the
cell
phone.
Yes, be steady. Hold that a little bit tighter there because you're breaking up a little. Now go ahead.
Okay, so I was in professional association, and people got to know what my expertise was, and they were performing a panel, and they asked me to be on it, and I had three or four
Ken, hey, Ken, I'm sorry, Ken, this isn't, your connection is not good, can you hold it closer to your mouth a little bit? Try that.
How's this now?
That's a lot better. Yeah, that's a lot better. Now the thing that we have to do when we're trying to as business owners, I do both of these. I speak for audiences where I'm paid, and I speak when I'm not paid. Sometimes we all do that, and but there's always, regardless of whether you're paid $100,000 a gig or zero, you know, maybe some rubber chicken, regardless of that, there should always be some element of a business, something focused on your, that focuses on your business model, right? Whether it's ringing the cash register or building your brand, right?
Yes, because if you're not doing that, you're leaving money on the table. So even if you're getting a fee, you still want to pick up more fees from products and services that you sell. And people in your audience are very, very likely to be new customers. So you want to always be tying in your speaking topic with the expertise or the product or the service that you represent day to day so you can make that income.
Right, right, exactly. So when you're not a speaker, a professional in terms of being, you know, making your living that way, there's so many advantages, aren't there, to being seen as a thought leader. You're not just trying to speak for people to hear how smart you are. You're trying to develop a position in the community as a thought leader. That gives you a significant advantage over your competitors, doesn't it?
Well, it makes you the thought leader that day when you're speaking. Very often, you may have competitors, but they aren't there and you are. So that makes all the difference when you're speaking, just as it does when you're networking or having lunch with someone. Or you become the thought leader in that particular area. So all eyes and all ears are on you.
Well, and the thing about it is that, and folks, please be sure to pay attention to this. You cannot speak about yourself or your company when you're doing this. You've got to have content. It can be about what you do. It can be about your industry. It can be about how to use your products. But it can't be about your products. It's got to be about the industry's products. You can talk about the industry. You can talk about a lot of things, but you cannot. This in no way can be an opportunity to promote yourself. The promoting happens by the fact that you're there, right, Ken?
Right. You have to be there for your expertise. As soon as you switch into, well, what we sell at my company is blah, 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 and get into that, then people start switching you off.
And it's like a cringe factor. I mean, everybody gets jumpy about it. I've seen this happen so many times. And I'll tell you something else, folks. If somebody asks you to speak and you say, what would you like me to speak about? And they say, well, just tell us about yourself. Do not accept that. Reject that immediately. Tell them, no, I won't do that. I will talk about something that will be of value to the audience. Even if it's not okay, even if they say, talk about yourself, it's not okay to do that. Ken Lozada and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingham, 20 After. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.